Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach and all-around chaos coordinator. Ever feel like your brain is wired on a different frequency than everyone else? Like you crave certain sounds or textures, but the rest of the world just doesn't get it? Welcome to ADHD, but make it spiritual, where we talk about all things neurodivergent with a sprinkle of mindfulness and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something super important. Understanding your sensory needs as an adult with ADHD. You know that feeling when you walk into a crowded room and instantly feel overwhelmed? Or maybe there are certain sounds like the buzzing of fluorescent lights or chewing noises that send you spiraling into a meltdown. You're not alone. Adults with ADHD often have unique sensory experiences, which can be both amazing and challenging. It's like our brains are picking up on things others miss, but sometimes it feels like a tidal wave of information we just can't process. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate your sensory world. 1. Recognize your triggers. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to what situations or sensations make you feel energized, relaxed, or let's be honest, completely fried. Is it the scent of freshly baked cookies? The feel of a weighted blanket? Or maybe the constant hum of the coffee machine in the office that drives you absolutely bonkers? Write down your triggers and pay attention to patterns. Once you know what sets you off, you can start making adjustments. 2. Embrace your strengths. ADHD brains are wired differently, which means we often have unique sensory superpowers. Maybe you're incredibly attuned to subtle changes in sound or color, or perhaps textures feel especially vibrant under your fingertips. Celebrate these strengths and find ways to incorporate them into your daily life. Use your heightened senses to your advantage. 3. Create sensory havens. Think of your space as a sanctuary, a place where you can recharge and regulate your sensory input. Incorporate calming elements like soft lighting, natural textures, and soothing scents. And don't be afraid to add some fun stuff too. A collection of colorful pillows, a lava lamp, or even a cozy hammock can transform your space into a sensory oasis. 4. Communicate your needs. We often feel hesitant to share our sensory sensitivities because we worry about being labeled as weird or difficult. But guess what? It's totally okay to ask for what you need. Explain to friends, family, and colleagues how certain sounds or textures affect you. Suggest alternatives, like noise-canceling headphones or a designated quiet space. Remember, clear communication is key to creating a more supportive environment for yourself. 5. Practice self-care. This one's super important. Taking care of your sensory well-being is an essential part of self-care. Engage in activities that bring you joy and calm, whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to soothing music, or simply curling up with a good book. Remember to prioritize your needs and make time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Think about the last time you were feeling overwhelmed by sensory input. Maybe you were stuck in traffic, surrounded by people talking loudly, or even just trying to focus at work while the office air conditioner hummed incessantly. It can feel impossible to manage all those sensations. Now imagine if you had a few simple tools like noise-canceling headphones, a fidget toy, or even just a quiet corner where you could take a few deep breaths to help you navigate the situation. That's the power of understanding your sensory needs and creating strategies to cope with sensory overload. So remember, embracing your unique sensory experiences is part of what makes you wonderfully you. By paying attention to your triggers, celebrating your strengths, and implementing some simple self-care strategies, you can create a more harmonious and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from understanding their own sensory needs better. And let me know in the comments what are some of your favorite sensory coping mechanisms. I'd love to hear your tips and tricks. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep making those waves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.